Eurovision, Ireland's number one Eurovision podcast.
Dhíobh gach duine agus fóilte ar ais to the Eurovision podcast. Conor and Lou here. We're here to dissect semi-final two and give a bit of our reaction along with some viewers and Alex along the way. Of course, Eurovision, we have to talk about it. Ireland has failed to qualify for the grand final this Saturday. Hard luck to Emmy and the team. I mean, from all of us at the Eurovision podcast, we send our heartfelt gratitude for all of their effort in representing our little country this year. They did an amazing job putting everything together. It wasn't to be tonight. 10 other countries have progressed to the final. Conor, we're going to get into it more shortly, but how are you feeling on the whole about our result tonight?
Yeah, we'll touch on it a bit, but just briefly, I think I'm not overly surprised that we haven't qualified for the grand final tonight. I always felt going into Eurosong pre-rehearsals that it would be a bit of a stretch for us to get to the final. I think we were battling for that 9th or 10th spot and were relying on some of the favourites potentially to dip out. And we did see that tonight. The likes of Czechia, who was deemed a solid qualifier, dipped out and failed to qualify. But others rose to the challenge, like Denmark and also Armenia as well, really improved their staging. So they took those spots maybe that we were fighting for. And ultimately, I think just our performance was probably just a bit too static for the party that was never really created. Read the movement. I think we could have had a bit more creative camera angles going on, bring Emmy down from the spaceship and maybe move him across the stage overall. Use that B stage, use the audience interaction a bit more. But ultimately, look, hindsight's a beautiful thing, and just wasn't meant to be. And we go back to the drawing board again and reset ourselves, brush ourselves off, pick ourselves up from this qualification fail, and go again for 2026. But like you said, to Emmy and all the team, commiserations, you did your best. And, you know, the whole of Ireland and Eurovision is really, really proud of you. And, you know, you're an honorary Irish person now. As you said, Lou, you kept saying it throughout the whole journey. You know, you have your Irish passport now, and, you know, she lives on in our hearts. And again, we talk about it a lot in the episode itself, but I don't think, you know, tomorrow morning or today, as people are listening to it, that, you know, the Irish public should be complaining in any capacity. You know, Ireland chose Emmy back in February on Eurosong, you know, gave her 12 points. The Irish National Jury gave her 12 points. The International gave her 10 points. So she overwhelmingly won the national selection. And we touch on it a lot more throughout the live stream highlights. But yeah, you know, there's no right to complain in this capacity about Emmy not being Irish or, you know, being from Norway and all that kind of stuff. It's just a little too late for that if you are going to, you know, voice your opinion on that. And, you know, what's done is done. We move on and, you know, look forward to the final now, just without our little country in it. What about yourself, Lou? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I have to echo pretty much everything you said there, Conor. You know, it's an entry I've really enjoyed having. It was something different. It brought a story to the Eurovision stage. Little Laika the dog that hadn't been there before. So it will always be remembered for that. And that's really cool to have. Memorability when it comes to Eurovision is such an important thing. It's absolutely not an entry that I'm in any way ashamed of or anything like that. I'll bop away to this when I hear it on Eurovision Nights Out. To be honest as well, I think if it had made it through to the final, it would have been a huge uphill battle when you consider other entries it was going to be up against, you know? So I think other countries ultimately just deserve the ticket a little bit more in this scenario. And Emmy and Erlen, her brother, have achieved their childhood dream. And I don't think it's the last we've seen of them either. I really wouldn't be surprised if Emmy manages an appearance in Melody Grand Prix, or you never know, maybe somewhere else. She might go on a tour of Europe after being in Ireland. And back to the Norwegian songwriting camp at some point, perhaps. So there we have it. Ireland is not in the grand final. We'll be talking about it more again a little bit later on. Some big entries going through to the final. And we have Saturday to look forward to. Conor, you're off in less than a day now at this point.
A matter of hours, you know, half a working day and then I'm off to Basel. So, well, off to Zurich technically and then on to Basel. So Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, of course, after a semi-final that, you know, you don't qualify through, there's always a bit of a dip, and we added in Turin in 2022. You kind of got to process it tonight and pick yourself up tomorrow morning and just go again and enjoy the show overall and see who wins. And that's the ultimate question. But, you know, as we said, 10 countries qualified tonight, and a big congratulations to those 10. And just briefly, we touch on a lot in the podcast, though, as well. We'll talk about it more. But, you know, congratulations to the 10 and commiserations to the 6 that didn't qualify. Of course, we said Emmy already, but... yeah, it's just, that's the love of Eurovision, you know, that's what we got to expect, you know, you go through, don't qualify sometimes, and, you know, again, just got to pick yourselves up and go again, and we'll see what happens going forward. But yeah, not the time for that, we'll reflect in a bit. But I guess, yeah, we'll head straight into it, and this was the highlights of our live stream from last night, straight after semi-final 2, the results, and yeah, Alex Basmati joined us live from Basel as well for her thoughts throughout the episode as well. So enjoy, guys. Here you go. We have just witnessed semi-final 2 of Eurovision 2025, and we have our qualifiers. And unfortunately, Ireland is not one of them. We have failed to qualify for the grand final this year. Before we kick things off, we just want to say we are so, so proud of Emmy and the entire team in Basel. They gave it their best shot, and unfortunately, just the cards did not fall in our favour. And we'll get into all of that later on, but let us know your thoughts and your opinions in the comments tonight. We're gonna have a conversation about semi-final 2 and our thoughts and our general thoughts really heading into Saturday's grand final. But Lou, how are you feeling, you know, 10-15 minutes after we just witnessed those results?
I mean, look, having Ireland in the final, Connor, would have been just the cherry on top of the metaphorical Eurovision cake. And I would have loved for us to have been there, but it wasn't to be. I don't feel necessarily that we were robbed of a spot, to be honest. I do think our reaction yesterday was spot on to what was probably going to happen. I have no idea how we did in the results. I'd be very interested to see that on Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. But I'm still really proud of the entry, and I think the team did a great job. You know, we'll get into the hows, the ifs, the whys later on. But as it stands, it was such a fun song. It was a bop. It had, you know, great fun moments right from Eurosong and throughout. And Emmy and Erlen, all the team, have just been such sweethearts. So props to them for being great ambassadors for Ireland. It must have been mental for them, you know, having never been in Ireland, to have suddenly become our representatives. I don't know if they were totally expecting it themselves when they got into the Eurosong lineup. So well done to them for just giving it a great whack and enjoying the experience overall for semi two. I'm more positive than I was last night. One of I think David Farrell, one of our regular listeners, replied to me saying, Lou, you must have got some good sleep on, he replied to me on Twitter, you must have got some good sleep, you're a lot more positive today. And I would say I did, and that I am. The show was probably still not up to semi one for me, but overall I still enjoyed it. And I think the qualifiers on the whole I'm okay with. What do you think on the whole, Connor?
Yeah, before I get into that, I think just for a refresher, in case anyone is joining and is, you know, unaware and can't remember the qualifiers from tonight, we had Armenia qualifying, Austria, Denmark, Finland, Greece, Israel, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, and Malta heading to the grand final, which of course meant that Australia, Montenegro, Ireland, Georgia, Czechia, and Serbia all failed to qualify. For me, yeah, I thought the show was much better than last night. It flowed much better. There was less stop and start, and last night there was a lot of technical difficulties, as we said. In terms of Ireland itself, I amn't completely surprised. You always go into it with a bit of hope, and I think, in fairness to Emmy, the production tonight was much, much better than last night. The vocals were there, the presence was a bit more there, but I think ultimately the party just wasn't created on stage, and I think that maybe feels, you know, that failure goes down to the staging coordination of this performance. And I think her not moving from that rocket really, really went against us and just killed off any sort of party. the dog wasn't really a big feature. If it was, you know, it's like a party, it should be featured a lot. And it was more so cats in the background and the cat noises. Yeah, I think overall with that, I think we were always pre-rehearsals, everything like that, we were always going to be a borderline qualifier at best. So, you know, seeing other countries come and improve so much, like the likes of Luxembourg and even Armenia tonight, you know, we all said it afterwards, we wouldn't be surprised if this did qualify, and it has. So, yeah, I'm sitting here not too surprised, but of course, proud of Emmy and the whole team for what they did. And, you know, Emmy has been an absolute sweetheart from the, you know, from pre-Eurosong all the way through till now. And, you know, just, you know, send Emmy all the love, guys, and Ireland and the whole team, because, you know, she's a sweetie and she's Irish now. So we got to continue welcoming her to this beautiful country. But yeah, not too surprised with Ireland overall. Not too shocked. I think maybe people will be talking about Czechia not qualifying. You know, that was a big favourite amongst fans going into it, but I think the performance on the night wasn't up to scratch. I'm delighted for Denmark. I think that was maybe a bit of a surprise. I didn't think the performance was staged great. Vocally, she's flawless, but, you know, I think overall it didn't really elevate much from what we saw at Thanks Melody Grand Prix. So I'm delighted for her. She looked absolutely over the moon. She was in tears for the whole like green room section. So happy for her. Anyone else? Laffy, of course. But we'll get into all this, you know, as we talk on and on. But yeah, no real surprise regarding Ireland, unfortunately. But look, proud of Emmy and Ireland. I always forget Ireland.
Emmy absolutely did her best, said Ray. But some finger pointing is needed at the artistic director, making such an upbeat song so static. I mean, it's our belief that staging wasn't the full original plan. I just don't think it could have been. I think if it was, I think it's crazy to have stuck her on the rocket for the full 3 minutes and not have her going anywhere else on the stage. I agree with an earlier comment, and I think you might have said it another day, Connor. They really should have put her brother, Erlen, on the rocket,
mm-hmm.
and then allow Emmy to move around, get down to that B stage, get closer to the audience, still get the dancers to move around her, and she could have focused on vocals. Your sister pointed that out, Connor, too static. I would have switched her, bro, exactly, and her, so she could move towards the stage with dancers. Exactly, Rachel. It's like one brain cell. Emmy said on her Snapchat that her original staging plans before getting to Basel was that she came down from the rocket, but when it got to first rehearsals, it had to be scrapped because of timings. Yes, indeed. That is our belief here as well with what happened. There's a lot of comments about Marvin in the chat, and it's interesting in Eurovision over the last few years, people have become more aware of creative directors. I mean, personally, I think, you know, this staging ultimately was a miss, but Marvin Dietman, you know, has had hit and miss stagings. If you look up his YouTube compilation of all the stagings he's done, he's had some good ones, he's had some not so good ones. Sergio, unbelievable last year with Bambi, you know, he's had a non-qualification with his entry for Cyprus, so could you say, you know, he's hit and miss as well. It's, you know, creative directors, they're going to win some, they're going to lose some. It's like any Eurovision country. I think like the real thing for Ireland is, like you've already spoken about it, Connor, the chat has mentioned it a lot, the word static has been used so much in the last few days, but it's so true. There's no other way to put it. The song doesn't go on enough of a journey, and the song is about a journey of this little dog going up to space. I personally don't think there was enough of the dog in the performance, and there was a serious lack of moment in the performance. So disappointing for us Irish fans. Death by staging. I mean, ultimately, should we like have a support group for the Irish fans who, you know, are we going to have to deal with now the local casual viewers like, we shouldn't have even sent her, she was Norwegian. Guys, have a few like phrases in your back pocket to pull out, but the public gave her 12 in Eurosong. You know, have a few things ready to say, because we are going to get a bit of that this week.
Yeah, I think anyone who is waking up in the morning and complaining about, oh, we sent a Norwegian, we sent a girl who's never been in Ireland before the national final. It's not even written by Irish people. It's like, you can't blame any of that. First of all, Larissa has been living here for nearly 25 years. As you said, the public gave Emmy 12 points in Eurosong. The international jury gave her 10 points. The Irish national jury gave her 12 points. So she overwhelmingly won Eurosong way back in February. So there's no point of complaining about that now. You had your choice back in February and, you know, altogether, Emmy was chosen. So that is thrown at the door tomorrow morning. So just be ready for that with your local friends, as we like to say. Bjorn asked, do you expect any wildcards withdrawals next year? I think for Ireland, definitely not. You know, this is not something that's on the cards, dependent on winner, I guess. You know, Michael Keely was speaking about that today, and you can go back and listen to that, obviously. But I think, you know, other than that, I don't think we'll be seeing a withdrawal. I hope not, for God's sake, because whether you like it or not, Eurosong has been improving year on, year out, and particularly this year. And hopefully next year we're one step closer to a standalone national final. I feel like we're saying that every year, but, you know, it's definitely not for Ireland. You know, ultimately Eurovision is quite cheap television for the amount of hours of content you are getting. But I just hope that RT continues to build on that going forward as well.
Yeah. This comment is like a lovely silver lining. No Ireland, but we got a dub in the final. He's a survivor.
For all our slagging, like, fair enough.
Joshua Curran, Irish songwriter. Yes, congratulations. We've got an Irish songwriter in the final.
We gotta say Irish Tech. You always forget the Czech bit. I know it's Irish, but he's half Irish, half Czech.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, of course he is. I'm just referencing it because we're Eurovision, you know. Sadly for Ben Pine and Larissa, they will not be in the final, but very due to them, of course, for making it to Eurovision. And as you've said, we have a dub in the final. Any last thoughts on Ireland? Because I have something funny I want to pull up related to Ireland.
Yeah, Joanne said on Instagram, can we check in with Marty Whelan and have we ensured that he received the biggest hug? Lads, we actually couldn't listen to Marty Whelan because Sky decided to cut out like three times this evening. So we just had to switch to YouTube just to be safe. So we had no commentary. I don't know if anyone else had the same issue.
I blame Serbia.
Eurovision this year, but yeah, middle of Serbia, it just cut out. So obviously Sky does not like Serbia, and clearly the rest of Europe and the world didn't, because they didn't qualify either. Ryan Cunningham says 2026 Donal and Samantha with their hit single Bozo's Bag of Ticks. you never know.
Bozo's Bag of Ticks.
ESC 101 podcast said Emmy's outfit was really well designed, compliments to the designer. Yes, Jake said Sky cut out for us too. Yeah. Marty's in shambles as usual. Yeah, what was Marty's reaction, lads? Let us know so we can reflect on that. RT kept freezing. RT player, lads, was perfect. That's good. No offense, but it's the Irish attitude of Asher. It's grand. That's why I left Ireland, as someone working in the creative industry. Very interesting. From Busker Brusker Gang. Lena's satellite cut out. I love that comment.
I saw a very fun thread on Reddit earlier, and I thought we'd all enjoy this as a bit of levity, especially if we non-qualified. So and chat, feel free to join in on this with Connor and I. This obviously won't happen because we've non-qualified, but it wasn't in like a Eurovision Reddit, it was in like a general Ireland thread. If Ireland won Eurovision, who would present it next year? And some of the answers are: the woman who announces the station names on the Lewis. We'd probably break out Dustin the Turkey again. Kilty wouldn't be the worst. Davy Fitz, I'd watch that. Laura Fox, Jennifer Zamparelli and Nicky Byrne. Kneecap, that would be controversial. Zig and Zag, possibly with Daniel O'Donnell as a sidekick. Marty Morrissey. Lottie Ryan, considering Jerry did it in the past. Enoch Burke, that's a left field one. The two Johnnies with Jamie Heaslip to talk some mindless rabble about tech. There you go. That's what some of the local viewers would think if we were to host. Okay, Connor's not interested.
I was like, it's not going to matter because we didn't qualify. Jean said Sky cut out for me three times as well. Yeah.
So the rest of the non-qualifiers then. Serbia, no surprise. Don't care. Deserved. Do you have anything to add to that, Connor?
No.
Montenegro, same.
No surprise.
Sorry. Georgia, same. Sorry. Czechia, kiss, kiss, goodbye. Marty Whelan was throwing some shade at that one.
Yeah. I don't know what went wrong for him, I guess. I just, maybe the staging of the song would be interesting to know, because this was like pretty high in the odds to qualify pre-contest and a lot of people loved it. And of course, like, there was pretty much big hype for Czechia from the delegation going in, and wasn't it promoted to like their main channel this year? So there is kind of like maybe pressure on Czechia next year, potentially withdrawing if, you know, the broadcaster is like, you know, well, we backed this, we put money into this, and now it didn't qualify. So I'd maybe potentially be worried for Czechia coming back next year. Speaking of that, you know, Montenegro as well, Georgia possibly as well. Yeah, there's a few countries there on the brink now, possibly of withdrawing after failing to qualify, which is a shame. I know someone asked that earlier and I was referencing Ireland more so. But yeah, I'd be worried for Czechia in particular now, just based on the hype that the delegation itself was feeling this year heading into Eurovision. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately for me with Czechia, I never rated the song, but I'd love Adonis to come back another year with a better package, I think. But it was a decent effort. It didn't come together. He felt a bit off time at points tonight. I wondered, was there something going on with his earpiece? Thanks, guys, for joining in the host suggestion. Some crack happening with that in the chat. And sorry, my Glitterball drinks glass is what you were asking about, Ray. I believe that was also Amazon. Got them for a hen party, actually. So we've kind of rattled through a lot of the non-qualifiers there. Australia, I saw poor old Ellen. She's been up early and another non-qualification. Hope you get a good sleep tonight, Ellen. I really like Gojo and the song was a bit of fun. I just didn't feel it was the strongest opener and I did forget it as the show went on. And it was lacking something. It was lacking X Factor. Interesting that the first three songs in the semi-final did not progress. So yeah, another non-qualification for Australia, giving them a slightly more checkered record, would we say?
Yeah, and I think maybe last year, undeservedly not qualifying. I think a lot of, you know, particularly us here at the Eurovision Podcast, we loved, what's it called? That's gone from my head now. Australia last year. What was that called?
Electric Fields.
That should have qualified. This year, I thought vocally he was just a bit off. It was just off-putting. I was kind of uncomfortable watching it. And not entirely surprised that it didn't qualify, to be honest. So,
to be fair, it was the perfect package, no pun intended, but the vocal was shite. Tell us how you really feel. Jake says, I liked the commercial vibe to it. The first half was a slow burner. Tell me about it. Rachel says, hated Australia. I was cringing the whole time watching it. Not overall majorly positive for Australia. KOB asks, how close do you think Australia was to qualifying? 11th or lower? It could have been 11th. Pretty hard to call who's 11th in the semi. A bit of a mad one, but it could have been Serbia.
I agree. Considering they've never finished outside that spot, you know, in a semi-final. So is this the year that they finish? I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Serbia was 11th, Australia 12th, Ireland 13th.
Yeah, maybe not a bad shout.
Australia 13th, Ireland 12th, potentially. I don't think we finished 11th. If we finished 11th, it would be annoying. You know, I hate that feeling of like, oh, we were so close, but not close enough. But yeah, I think maybe Serbia was probably 11th, considering they haven't finished outside that position ever in a semi-final. But yeah, it's just interesting, like, looking at the audience poll from last night's semi-final rehearsal, and like the non-qualifiers according to the vote was like Latvia, they qualified, Lithuania, they qualified, so those are two that the audience would have put out last night, and Ireland and Australia would have gone through for them. So it's just interesting how the general public, you know, at home feels, you know, watching the entire performance and, you know, seeing camera angles and see actually hearing the vocal as well, which is just an interesting point. A lot of people are going, Serbia 11th, hell no. Well, like, you know, there's people that tune in for that kind of stuff on a Eurovision performance. So all of the Baltics in the final, I reckon Australia or Czechia were 11th. I reckon Ireland finished 13th. Danny found Kojo to be cringe and the song wasn't suitable to him, in my opinion. I forgot there were 16 instead of 15 and accidentally voted for Serbia instead of Finland once. Eek. Belmonte said, I'm so glad Lafayette made it, and it also feels like English language songs have been decimated in the semis this year, which is, in my opinion, a good thing for the contest, even if it's bad for us. Does that give us hope next year for potential song Oscuega?
Look, we've been parroting about that for years. We're mm-hmm. dying for it, so fingers crossed. Qualifiers, any major surprises to you, Connor?
Major surprises, to be honest, no. There was no big shock this semi-final. I think everyone that got through a good fight their case. You know, maybe the only one personally I would have taken out is Armenia, but watching it, I was like, okay, they've turned the kitchen sink at it, fair enough, and there is an audience for that. You know, like we said last night, maybe the straight lads tuning in who are like, oh, I'm watching this for the crack, and that song's more like me, I might have voted for it. And yeah, everyone else is like, you know, fair enough, you know, I can make a case for everyone. I don't think anyone spot in the semi-final is undeserved, you know. Again, Armenia potentially, but again, I could see a pathway for that at the final. So yeah, you're not surprised. What about yourself? Any surprises?
Yeah, I'd agree with maybe Armenia sticking out there. It did come together though. It was a fuller package for me tonight. It's funny, like I know it was a rehearsal, but our rehearsal streams are very glitchy. The colours off, even the audio mixing, we don't really get the full picture. And Armenia, for me, was very, very elevated tonight. And yeah, just offered something different in the pack. So not shocked that it got through, really. Very happy for Latvia. Really happy to see that they made it through. If we're thinking about like biggest glow-ups, and I know we already spoke about this with great enthusiasm last night, Luxembourg. Lads, let us know in the chat now that you've seen it, what you thought of Luxembourg. Just so impressed by her, by the stage show, by the clever little things. Like so much thought went into that performance and so much effort. And Luxembourg was honestly, I think, my highlight of the show, to be honest. Up there, of course, with Erika Wiekman. Would you have a highlight, Connor?
Yeah, I probably would agree with Finland and Luxembourg being the kind of big moments of the semi-final, particularly for Luxembourg. You know, that opening shot is exactly what we were talking about in our quickfires of like playing up to the doll styling of this song, you know, maybe bringing her on strings or something like that. But they made it like that with those, you know, LED screens. It's literally just the LED screens. I was going to say these graphics that are happening around her, but it's literally just her lying on the LED floor. It's so creative. And I loved the outfit. It was basically the energy that Ireland needed if it had a chance to qualify, I think. So I think that's what they did well and really killed us off, you know. And potential top 10 in the final, 100%. I think kids will really, really like this. And, oh, I remember the doll in the final, you know. They have that memorable moment in the performance. Finland, though, like we said it last night, again, you're waiting for her to come close the show. It's like you have 15 interval acts or 15... warm-up guests performing for Erika Wiekman, and then she comes out and is amazing as always. And tonight, like, there was a big moment, the mic, obviously the confetti, or not the confetti, the pyro coming out of it popped or something. I don't know if you guys saw her kind of flinch on screen, and if you head onto X or Twitter, you'll see the video going around of the pyro basically exploding, and it was quite dangerous a moment as well. So potential risk maybe on Saturday night. We'll have to look out for that, because you know, if that hits someone in the crowd, you know, that's a liable case, you know, so very dangerous. But yeah, she handled it like an absolute pro and was fantastic as usual.
Foreseeable accident for sure. Like even if a mini explosion like that were to actually do something to the holding of the prop, it's dangerous for Erica as well. God forbid. We should chat about Austria, Connor, obviously a big favourite. Guys, did you enjoy the moment that we showed you last night? He actually doesn't make that facial expression at all.
What, the one lying on the floor? Yeah. because he doesn't sing, so he's not making really any facial expression. Not him singing. Yeah, it's let us know your thoughts, because like I think myself and Leo, like, we're not huge fans of the song in general, so I think let us know your guys' thoughts on seeing the performance as well. Sergio high-end staging as well, so it'd be interesting to hear your thoughts. Yeah, a lot of people are saying underwhelmed by Austria was just okay. Austria was actually so bad, some people were saying. Sam, Austria was trashed. Jamondo said, loved Austria tonight. Winner, I'm in bothering my dinner. The staging just doesn't fit JJ. I would agree with that, Oisin. I think the staging maybe was just a bit extra and potentially a bit too much for JJ to handle. I don't know. Is that being a bit cruel towards JJ? I think maybe his vocals suffered in moments because of that, because, you know, obviously the song is going from that low, normal, in quotation marks, vocal to the operatic moments, which was a bit jolting, I think. But Bruno says, Sergio Hayen is using the same Bambi trick of making black borders at the side, making what we see smaller. Very true. Luke says, we need to discuss Finland winning. We'll get onto that maybe later. Katrina said, loved Austria, but I felt some of the camera angles were off. Yeah, I would agree with that. Natalia said, Austria was awful, but Eurovision needs songs like that every year for some reason. Yeah, very true. Very, very true. Emerald Lakes Academy said, Austrian will win it outright. Nathan Cassidy said, I got winner vibes from Austria. And yeah, any more, Lou?
Leonie says, the end was terrible too. The random wasted he song. Aha. Jack says, France and Switzerland, as you said, will contest the jury vote. Austria to finish bottom 10. That's a hot take. B says, honestly, after tonight, I don't see France or Austria as potential winners anymore. I never rated them highly before, but still thought they were potentials for the win. Ryan, I think Austria is one of the best vocalists we've ever seen in the contest. And if it was X Factor, I'd say sure. But as a song contest, it isn't a favorite of mine. Yeah, I would also agree with the kind of underwhelmed vibe from a lot of you in the chat. It's still a solid performance. It definitely deserved to go through, of course, to qualify to the grand final. This wouldn't be one of my topics for the win on Saturday. It's going to be so interesting to see how this does, just because of the fan hype behind it. But there are people out there who love Austria, and clearly they're voting for it. They put it through in this semi-final. So let's see. I know Alex is a big fan of it herself. So let's see. Where else should we go next? Malta?
Yeah, yeah.
One thing we haven't mentioned hugely is, I was tweeting about this earlier, I felt it affected Australia, definitely Malta, and a couple of other entries. The lack of audience presence in the sound coming from the show was palpable tonight and last night. You could definitely feel it in semi one, but semi two, I think, was so affected by this. And Emmy as well, with the bum bum, Australia with the yum yum. rhyming. And of course, Malta serving canned the original song name. Guys, did you notice that on the stream as well? That's been bugging Connor and I think all week since we've been seeing the streams and the rehearsals. But she pulled it through. I'm delighted she's qualified. How will she do in the final? I actually don't have a clue. I don't know. But for Malta, it's just always great to see them in the final. They typically struggle with the televote. Not this time around. They've thrown the kitchen sink at this. Personally, don't know if I would have staged serving this way if I were involved, but they've done enough. So fair juice. What do you think, Connor?
Yeah, I agree. I think it was improved tonight, but like the whole point and the whole hype going into this was the whole novelty of can't and the audience saying can't, because now she can't say can't. But I think just the EBU have really ruined Eurovision this year in a sense, with that lack of audience participation being heard. Even the likes for, you were saying there, Australia, Ireland, Malta, like the audience is such an integral part to these songs. And even our pal Shane was saying tonight, you know, last year with Spain, you know, if that was heightened last year, you know, you wouldn't have heard that moment either. And that's such integral moments that kind of start in the national finals like Benidorm's best last year and carry through and becomes like a tradition and, you know, something, you know, happening in each performance. So, you know, it's a shame that we have to go through this kind of censorship, I guess, of performances, and it kind of strips the personality and the uniqueness of Eurovision away from so many performances, which is a real shame. But, you know, that's the way the EBU are going, unfortunately, at the moment.
Nice point here. All the tiny populations qualifying: Malta, San Marino, Iceland, Luxembourg.
And just to add to that, this is the first time since 2014 that all five Nordic countries have qualified for the grand final.
Wow, that's a nice stat.
Also that for the second year in a row, the three Baltic countries have qualified for the Eurovision grand final. And for the first time since 2013, all former Yugoslavic countries have failed to qualify for the Eurovision grand final. A few interesting mementos based on the results this year. Let us know your thoughts on that. And breaking news, lads, we have the drawn positions for some countries. Lithuania have drawn producer's choice for the grand final. Armenia has drawn second half for the grand final. Cezal has drawn second half for the Eurovision grand final. France has drawn the second half as well. JJ has drawn the first half of the Eurovision grand final as well, but presumably he'll be quite late on in that act.
Who was before JJ there, sorry?
France. Second half?
Second half, okay.
Also, Finland has drawn the first half, which could be...
So she won't close the show.
She won't close the show. She's hardly going to open it. Latvia have drawn producer's choice. Germany have drawn second half for the Eurovision Grand Final. These are all just coming in thick and fast for us. So we'll update you further once we get...
This comment's really funny. To be fair, it's no beef on the Yugoslavs. They were just shite. Jack at it again.
Malta has drawn producer's choice. Now, please, producers, will you put Malta late in the running order? Because you've been fecking them over so much recently. Let them be late in the show. And as well, let them say can't. You know, put her on dead last. It'll be about, what, 10:30, 11 o'clock by the time
she should just do it.
Oh, yeah. What's she got to lose now, you know?
Do GoFundMe if they fine you or something.
Further, Greece has drawn producer's choice. United Kingdom have drawn producer's choice as well.
The producers will choose to down the diva. Very good.
Diva not down, diva will be down.
A lot of comments. I think Germany could close. What do you think?
It's who else is producing? Yeah, Germany could close. I don't think Germany will want to close considering, you know, the last place countries in the grand final haven't really been performing that well when it comes to the results. So maybe, I don't know, would it be beneficial to Germany to close? Would you like to see them close? You like the song?
I love the song, yeah. Two of my favourites, basically 2 years in a row, if you don't count the COVID cancellation, performed last, Mickey Lavenda 2019 and Adrenalina 2021. And they both came 22nd in the final and it killed me. So... preferably not. I think the sweet spot in the grand final is like 18 to 24. That's sort of where you want to be. I remember Fuego being around there. I remember Ryan O'Shaughnessy being like 23 or 24. That was a great spot for us at the time. Good point though here from Sam. Germany would be a great finish. They won't win, so let's party out of there. I mean, it's not a bad point at all. Voting will be open from the start of the show, so this won't hurt Erica or any first half countries. That's true. That's actually one of the like recent additions I've really welcomed. Bruno's saying he loved the 2020 mashup performance. Yeah, it was good. I mean, Connor, you were making the point during it that it would have been better if they had brought people who didn't come back in 2021.
Like... they didn't get their moment on the Eurovision stage. Yes, which this song that they're performing, but they all came back the following year and like, you know, a lot of them did quite well. So like, you know, maybe get countries like, who else? You know, Norway, Ulrika, bring her back, or, you know, Leslie Roy from Ireland, you know, people, who else? James Newman came back. Who else? Daddy Frere, you know, let him actually perform, think about things on the Eurovision stage because like, he got COVID the following year. I know he came back in Liverpool, but... let him have those moments instead of people that literally came back the following year. It kind of took away from the moment. And as well, hearing like Rapond et Moi, it just gave me like PTSD of COVID. So I was like, okay, it's nice, but Jesus. Oh, trauma indeed. What did you make of it?
I'm so sorry. I was reading a comment. What did you say there?
What did you think of the interval act?
Oh, sorry, yes. I agree with you. Like, yeah, they had their moment. It would have been nice to have seen the likes of Ulrika. You know, I'm never opposed to hearing Antonio Diodato from Italy again. Apparently, Ulrika is heavily pregnant, though, so maybe she was unavailable. I feel like the likes of Effendi must have been a last-minute shout. Where was the mamas? So true.
Yeah.
So true. I love the mamas. And say yes, say yes. I remember we liked that song, Connor. Any others from semi-final two we haven't really touched on? Delighted for Denmark. Her reaction was so sweet as well. Totally deserved. We were worried about it yesterday. Watching it tonight, I just thought, I think she's all right. There was a great crowd reaction for her.
Yeah. I'm still not like blown away by the staging. Like, I love her and I love the personality of her. But like, and of course the song, but I think the staging is still quite cheap. But did she deserve to go through? Probably, yeah. Yeah. Overall, yeah. I think she pulled it out of the bag tonight.
Ben Dolich loved him as well.
Yeah.
Loved him as well. What do you think about... Sorry,
I was just reading the Cork Nina Zizek fan club is devastated.
Population what?
One. Sorry, didn't mean that. Mayu said, I'm heartbroken for Czechia and Australia. Carl said, so glad that the whole live stream gang can enjoy the final together like the main trio. Bonsai, what did you think of Latvia?
I was just going to segue there. Yeah, what did you think, Connor?
Yeah, nothing like blown away, to be honest. Like, we've seen it before from Supernova. There was a few new cool effects, new LEDs as well, updated costumes. But yeah, nothing too far from what we've seen in Supernova. So yeah, I think they deserve to qualify. I think it was a beautiful performance. You made a great point in the show that it kind of fell in between Czechia 2023 and Poland 2019. You know, it kind of was in between the two. So kind of be accessible for the general public. And clearly it was, you know, they appreciated the beauty of the performance. What about yourself?
Yeah, we said watching this rehearsal yesterday that we really liked it when we first saw it like back ages ago. But now that we've sat with it for ages, it's like, yeah, it's good. Nothing new to add, I suppose. Whereas the likes of Erika Wickman, Barabada Bastu, other ones for me still excite me when I watch them. But that's obviously just a personal opinion. Rachel asks, big question is, Con, what flag are you bringing with you to Basel?
None of them now, because none of them actually qualified. My Irish flag. I'll still bring my Ireland. No, I won't.
I have an Iceland flag if you want to borrow one.
You have a Polish flag?
I don't think so. I'll have to double check.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't know. I'm just going for the vibes now, to be honest. Like, I wasn't expecting to bring an Irish flag. I'll bring an Irish flag just because we're Irish and, you know, support it. But I think Alex has done a great thing this year. She hasn't really rooted for one country. Like, she wore all black to the final tonight. She's just been stylish as opposed to, like, supporting a country. I think it's the right thing to do going forward. So, yeah. Yeah, I'll probably go down that route.
Fair enough. I think we've chatted about nearly everybody. Lithuania? No shock.
Yeah, I actually was really impressed with them tonight. I thought it was a good performance vocally. Yeah, nothing major to add with them. Yeah, a lot of the performances tonight, like we'd seen, you know, in the national final performances, you know, there's only a very few that we were kind of waiting to see what they would do, like Austria, like Denmark, you know, they were teasing that kind of revamp. So not too many surprises, you know. Bonza said Alex Basmati cameo on RT News got me shook. I actually haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it yet?
Yes, there's a clip of her at the beginning.
Very good. And of course, yeah. Lou, you're on Radio Nagualta this afternoon as well.
V May, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
V Shay Gahuntoch Erfad. Great to see Alex with her amazing coverage. Fair play, Miss Basmati. And I hope she's getting sleep as well. But right now, she's probably not. She's probably in Euro
Club. Probably in Euro Club.
she hasn't joined for the pre-drinks tonight. She probably went straight out.
Well, they're probably having the big debrief in the press centre now of like, with all the Irish, of like, what went wrong? What are we going to do? You know, what's the plan for next year? So yeah, we see what happens. I'm sure you'll see her coverage tomorrow, whatever she's getting right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice point there. Whether we like it or not, it's nice to see that the likes of Portugal and Lithuania can make it through. Even without a jury vote, it's a reminder there's no formula for getting through a semi.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Of course, Sam asking thoughts on the UK.
Yeah, I thought that it was an improvement last night. I think vocally one of them is still weaker than the others, which is, I guess, natural in a girl group or a boy group or any band. You know, they're always weaker and stronger members. The girl with the ginger hair, I'm always gravitated towards her. Like, her vocal and stage presence is so, so good. Again, the staging is very Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter, that kind of vibe. So there's definitely going to be an audience to this. Vocally, I think the jury will really love it. So it could come a possible top 10, maybe, you know, with the jury. But is the televote going to back it? It really depends on where it is going to fall within the running order. But yeah, I think UK should be proud. Interesting to hear about that drama that is like being tossed around on X and stuff, whether that was true with, you know, them being allowed to see the rehearsal clips and stuff like that. So if that's the case, weird choice by the BBC. But what about you? Thoughts on UK?
Yeah, I'd agree. I was saying during it that I feel the redhead Lauren really is carrying the vocal with the three of them at the moment, but maybe they're just going easy and Saturday will be the ultimate performance. It was definitely an improvement from last night's rehearsal. I feel there could be more on the stage. Like, again, is this another case of, like with Australia, I was kind of saying yesterday, have they chucked a lot of the budget at the big prop and then the rest of the staging is just la la la, dance around, few colours, few lights? Because the chandelier is very impressive. I like the way it flashes. But I'm kind of bored of it after, you know, their first round around it.
Just to give you an update, Emmy has posted on Instagram in the last few minutes and posted a photo with her brother. And she said, "I'm so sorry, Ireland. We will forever love you and be grateful and honored to have represented you." Aww. Big love to Emmy and all the team as well.
No need to be sorry. You did a great job, Emmy.
Yeah, and it's good to see Kai from Sweden commented saying, "We still love you." It's nice to see that. And former Eurosong contestant as well, Niall, saying, "You performed your heart and soul, Emmy. You should be so, so proud." And the comments are just full of love for Emmy. So head over to that Instagram post, lads. And make sure you share the love for Emmy in, you know, difficult moments. You know, mad, we think of it, you know, the highs of Eurovision qualifying, you know, doing well, and then also the lows of, you know, all this work after months and months and months, and then it's just over. You know, we were talking about it last night that some people are, you know, have four more performances, you know, ahead of them tomorrow and Saturday overall, and then some people are just like, this is my last performance in front of an audience, you know. Kind of scary when you think about it.
It's a cruel mistress. Fionn on Insta saying, "Hi guys, my TV cut out just before Ikoma. Had to scramble on the Eurovision live stream to watch it. Erica is an incredible performance. Pleasantly surprised by Luxembourg. Loin DC vibes." Yeah, the same thing happened to us. We were saying earlier, it seems to be that Sky cut out all across Ireland and the UK. Poor Connor flicking between the YouTube stream, trying to get it back up. Then right before the qualifiers, our YouTube stream did a very quick glitch and we were like ready for war. Can you imagine? Right before the qualifiers, but it was okay.
And we were like, Jesus, does nothing want us to watch the semi-final results now? So annoying. So, so annoying. But Monty said, "My Sky also cut out just before Finland." It's so, so annoying. I know. The one night of the year when you want the telly to work, it's like a football match. It's like, come on, get it right, lads. Get it right.
Emma on Instagram asks us thoughts on France.
Beautiful, really, really nice, absolutely fantastic. My only thing is that I'd love to see it with Switzerland's camera, the effect that they do, because I think that would really add it to the performance. But I think they've thrown the money at it, and potential winner. Yeah, I think it could win. Could win. What about yourself? Do you like France?
Yeah, absolutely stunning, definite jury contender. Her vocal is just unflappable. It's stunning. She really, really sells it. It feels very genuine as well. I think there might be a scrap potentially between France and Switzerland. I personally don't know if we're going to see Austria up there anymore. Maybe I'll be wrong on Saturday. Egg on my face, who knows? But I think France is absolutely stunning. I love what they've done with it. And interesting to know that it's apparently not sand, it's cork that's raining down on her. One of the spokespeople said it tonight, apparently. On the Aussie stream, I believe. So yes, Eurovision, do you feel like RTE are going to continue working on the whole Eurovision process after tonight? Yeah, RTE are the broadcaster every year, and I mean, it's good telly. So I don't see why they won't keep trying to improve it. Like our chats on Michael Keely show, he's trying his best with the resources he has to change things all the time, to change tactics. And, you know, as far as broadcasters go, they are working with very different resources to other broadcasters. So yeah, I think they're going to keep working on it. And, you know, we see a good bit of media interest and local interest here in Eurovision still. So yeah, I think they're going to carry on working on it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hello, Alex.
Hello. Am I on?
You are?
You are.
Well, what do we think?
Asher. She did her best.
I think, honestly, my main reaction is Czechia, first of all, I think I saw coming, but like very late into it. I think it was only after semi-final one that everyone started taking it. But like mad that that was in contention to win for a while. And people were talking about like top five. And then for it to non-qualify, I feel so bad for their delegation. Australia, I was chatting to the Aussie Vision guys. And it's so funny because in the rehearsal for semi-final two, I was sitting beside Aussie Vision and they were really nervous. And I was like, why are you guys nervous? Like, you must be so happy. Like, you're going to get straight through. And they were right. But I just can't believe they didn't get it. But I did see that, like, little bit of hesitation from them. And maybe, you know, they just weren't so sure. But to be fair for Ireland, I think we all knew it was going to be an uphill battle, especially with our staging. So, yeah.
What's the vibe like on the ground there? You know, you touched on Australia. For the Irish fans there, what's the vibe like?
Look, I think it was kind of negative for a few days. And then, honestly, today, I think the Euroform model really, like, got people hyped. Even the delegation, I feel like it gave us, like, a little bit more pep in our step because it was just, like, that outside opinion that we were like, oh, maybe. But, yeah, like, look, I think it's not like Bambi. I think if Bambi had have non-qualified last year, people would have been more outraged, maybe. I think we all knew a little bit that it wasn't going to do so well. So, or maybe not qualify. It was just always on the border. Like, it really hung around, like, 10th, 11th. So it's not too shocking.
And any other kind of vibes on the ground? How are people feeling overall about the qualifiers?
People loved Malta in the arena. Like, genuinely one of the best reactions of the whole show. And Erica Vickman, I would say number one reaction was Erica Vickman.
I don't know. Like, what do you think of Ireland now? You know, reflecting back on it, in your personal opinion, like, what do you make of it? I know I was speaking to you earlier today and you really did think there was a chance of us going through. But yeah, now, like, in the arena, how did it go down, the performance itself?
Look, I think it's unfair if people start blaming Eurosong, to be honest. Oh, thank you for saying I slayed in RT News. Thank you. But no, look, I think it's unfair if people start saying, oh, it's Eurosong or it's RT. Like, Ireland gave this 12 points at the end of the day. I know Niall was amazing. I loved Niall. That was my winner. But the Irish public gave it 12 points. And if we can't have an Irish artist selected that, you know, isn't getting 12 points, like, that's maybe a symptom of something bigger, of people not applying, people not submitting. I think it's wrong to start blaming RT or Eurosong for this one. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, no, we were talking about it earlier, just going, you know, people can't really, they don't have a right to, well, they have a right to complain, you know, it's their personal opinion, but, like, they shouldn't really be complaining given the options that were there for Eurosong. And, you know, like you said, Emmy overwhelmingly won it at the end of the day. So, yeah.
If you care enough to complain about it, become a Euro fan and put yourself through the national final season.
Yeah, exactly.
Denmark, Alex, are you delighted?
I look delighted. Although, to be honest, I did not expect it. What did you guys make of the performance from watching it on TV? Because I think for me, I was like, it's obviously her vocals are amazing, but I was like, how did it look on TV? So I'm interested, what did you think?
I think the first like 40 seconds of it is staged really, really well, but the minute she kind of stands up and takes off the jacket, it loses the slickness of it. I think it looks a bit amateurish. It kind of gives me Aji Eurosong vibes with the sheets and everything around her, but like vocally she's amazing and the song is good and accessible to people, but I think the overall staging is a bit poor, and I think they could have been a bit more creative with it. But clearly it didn't matter, you know, it's going through to the finals. People obviously liked it just for the value of it. But she got quite emotional tonight, which was cool to see, you know.
Sorry.
S. Smith. Sorry. Alex, how are the 14-year-old glasses of wine going down?
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Stop coming for me. But look, yeah, I actually agree. I thought the first bit was like really good. And remember, they had like a revamp there. French people, keep it down. Shh. I thought the revamp was really good at the beginning. And then I felt like it just like tanked a little bit for me. But like, I loved the song. I thought it was amazing. So yeah, delighted for them. And like, they're breaking an NQ. I feel like Denmark this year reminds me of how we were last year, where they're breaking a really long NQ streak. So I'm sure they're only delighted. I was actually just before I came from the press center at her press conference, and you could just tell like the delight in their delegation and the media. Like, they were just so delighted. So yeah, look, fair play to her. I think Jenny was a very accessible song, but my last like comment on the whole Denmark thing is that it kind of shows how weak of a year it is, because it's not that great that the fact she got in.
I think if you're looking at the semi-final one qualifiers, I think the majority of semi-final two songs don't hold a candle to them. That's definitely how we felt yesterday watching the rehearsal. It felt like a longer semi-final to watch, whereas semi-one, as a viewer, I just felt more entertained. And I actually really had to think about who I was voting for in this one. I did kind of vote tactically for countries I was worried about, you know, like Denmark and such. I'm really happy she's made it through. But yeah, did you notice a difference in the arena between the two semifinals?
I don't know. I felt like maybe the favourites tonight got a little bit of better reaction. I feel like the whole week, Erica Vickman got like the best reaction of the whole week, because before she even came on, people were screaming for her. Semi-final one, maybe a little bit more muted, but to be fair, we were kind of at the back, whereas today, obviously, for Ireland, we were closer to the front, so it might be a little bit of that. And obviously, like, we were also surrounded by a lot of Australians, a lot of Irish, and maybe other people in the final and semi-final too, so it's hard to kind of judge. But yeah, I felt like the energy was there tonight, but myself, yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, the minute that Denmark and Latvia were qualified, we were all gone, I don't know if we're
going to. Armenia as well.
And Armenia, yeah, Armenia as well.
And just, you mentioned Erica Vickman there. Did you notice the big pyro kind of explosion going off?
Are you joking? Connor, have you seen my story?
Talk us through that, because we saw her flinch on the camera. We didn't see actually the pyro explode at the moment.
Where the pyro comes out, okay, I was standing right where, like, it was directed at, and we were, like, literally one row back, and I have a video, you can go on our Instagram, I'm sure we can repost it, but you genuinely hear us, like, scream in terror, like, you could hear it in my video, and I flinch, like my camera flinches, because it was so loud and it was so scary. It was probably, yeah, like nearly took away from the moment, because we were like, whoa, like that was a lot. So could you see her flinch, or did she kind of react on camera?
Yeah, so the camera was like close up on her face when she was doing the long note, but you could tell that like she went like this on the camera, and her vocal kind of went a bit off, and she was kind of looking around her. And the smoke was behind her as if something had fallen down and was like rising up behind her. But because the camera was so tight, we didn't actually see the pop, as you were saying, of the pyro. But, and it just shows you how much the audience was being silenced, I guess, because we didn't even hear the pop,
lads,
of the explosion.
Gojo got, like, when he went, when I say sweet, sweet, you say yum, yum, the biggest crowd reaction of the night. Like, people were so into it. So it sounds like, did you hear any of that?
Barely.
Mad. Like, no wonder. Like, he was persecuted for that then.
Yeah.
Really affected those performances. Like, his Malta. Definitely Emmy as well.
Like Emmy would have done so well, like if you could hear the audience. This was one of the most vocal audiences.
Absolutely. Any final thoughts on Semi 2 before we head?
Emmy did a fantastic job. I'm delighted that her vocal the entire season has been great. She's such a lovely person. She's been so great to work with. Like even this morning we got to chat to her and she was just so delightful and happy, and like just let's not send her any hate. Like let's give her all the love. And Larissa Tormey as well did an amazing job as the Irish songwriter on the song. So look, all we can ask for is that they did their best. And I think a lot of what happened was down to production and issues that they didn't have control over. So, these things happen. And you know what? As Ireland, we went through a long period of this. We know it's not guaranteed. We don't have a lot of friends in the semi-finals. So, look, we did our best.
And there you have it. That was the highlights of our live stream last night, straight after the semi-final 2 results and the show overall. Thank you so much for listening to all of the live streams across the week as well. We've had great fun, though we are absolutely knackered at this race, but it has been fun to do them and interact with you guys and see the numbers grow throughout the week, not only on our live streams, but also on the podcast itself, like you are listening to right now, and all across our social media as well. You guys have been engaging and let us know your opinions as well. And we're not done yet. You know, Ireland may be out, but you know, our coverage of Eurovision still continues on. You can make sure to follow us on Instagram at Eurovision Podcast, X/Twitter, Eurovision Pod, TikTok, Eurovision Podcast, and email at your thoughts and opinions, EurovisionPodcast@gmail.com. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, make sure you follow and like and subscribe and leave us a review, whatever you do on those podcast platforms, so other Irish fans can find us during the week. And Lou, what's the plan going forward? Because we're obviously splitting ways now because I'm heading off to Basel now. There is a live stream coming up tonight, I believe.
Yes, time to be confirmed. I'll actually be on with Alicia at 5 p.m. Irish time. Alicia Michelle, that is, our favourite American Eurovision YouTuber. I'll be on with her 5 to 6 p.m. Time to be confirmed shortly afterwards. Myself and maybe one or two mystery pals, I'd say you'll know them, and hopefully an appearance from yourself, Connor, depending on your plane and how and when it lands. I believe Alex has some fun boat party yes. Tomorrow, so not sure if we'll hear from her or not, but yes, we'll be there for a bit of a low-key stream, I think. You know, we'll have the rehearsal for the final to watch tomorrow, but there won't be anything brand new, so we'll do a little bit of a stream, have a bit of a chat, and that will hopefully go out on your podcast feeds on Saturday morning as well. We can't leave you going without on Eurovision week, something to build up to the grand final on Saturday of the Eurovision Song Contest 2025. I guess we'll be talking all things, who's going to win? Who's going to get into the top 10? Where is the jury going to go? Where is the televote going to go? And I love all of that stuff, all of that analysis. I've been glued to Eurovision Tom. We always mention him here on Eurovision and all of his stats and such recently, so a little bit of that chat ourselves, and of course hearing from you, the viewers. It's been so much fun. We've had a nice little community of all of you across YouTube, Instagram and Twitter, etc. this week, and that has been really, really nice.
Yeah, so that would be exciting. Looking forward to that. I am TBC, depending on where exactly I am in the middle of Switzerland, but to be seen, but I'll be tuning in nonetheless. And and then tomorrow night, of course, is the big final itself. So enjoy that wherever you are, whether you're in Basel, whether you're at home, whether you're at a viewing party, let us know your thoughts. And we'll see you obviously tonight for our live stream and on the podcast tomorrow morning. And then after that, we'll take a few days to recuperate and analyze Eurovision 2025. But again, keep an eye on our socials, as we said, because a lot of the up-to-date content and minute by minute, second by second stuff will be posting straight away. So keep an eye on that. But for the moment, commiserations to Ireland, to Emmy and the Irish delegation. Another Eurovision 2025 semi-final done and dusted. We have our 26 qualifiers and finalists. So tonight, we got to say good night. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And all we got to say is
Slán go fóill.